Stop number 5. Turn around to the left and you will have a more complete view of Oxbow Lake. An even better view will be available at the next stop. The Great Miami River issues from Indian Lake, Logan County, West Central Ohio, and flows south-southwest through Dayton, Middletown, and Hamilton to enter the Ohio River west of Cincinnati after a course of 170 miles or 274 kilometers. The river is named for the Miami, an Algonquin-speaking Native American people who lived in the region during the early days of European settlement. They were forced to relocate to the west to escape European-American settlement pressure. Its chief tributaries are the Stillwater, Mad, and Whitewater rivers. After severe flooding in 1913, the Miami Conservancy District was established in 1915, and an extensive system of levees and retaining basins were built in the river valley. The Oxbow Lake was formed slowly over time as the river reached flatter land, swinging from side to side, forming winding bends called meanders. The water flows faster around the outside of the bend and slower on the inside. The river removes soil on the outside of the loop and deposits sediment on the inner bank. This means the meanders grow bigger and bigger over time. Eventually, the river might take a shortcut, cutting across the neck of the loop and sealing off the meander, leaving a U-shaped lake. That lake is an oxbow. Oxbow Lake formed in this manner in 1847. The lake itself is shallow after more than 150 years of gradually silting in, which makes portions of it ideal for fish-eating birds and mammals. Over 290 species of birds have been reported in the floodplain, of which Oxbow Lake is the primary feature. This number exceeds that of many of our country's protected national wildlife refuges. Formed in 1985, the Save the Oxbow Society, subsequently Oxbow Incorporated, has worked with its primary partner, Great Parks of Hamilton County, to protect and preserve the floodplain. Lands protected by both organizations in and around the floodplain, including Shawnee Lookout County Park, comprise 7.8 continuous square miles of protected conservation area. The floodplain is properly named and is flooded several times a year, often to a level of 20 feet or more above the standing normal summer level of the lake. If you were standing on the shore of the lake during such a flood, there would be 15 feet of water above your head. Vegetation in the floodplain is special in that it must be able to survive and flourish even with this frequent and often prolonged inundation.